Endometriosis is a chronic condition that affects millions of women worldwide, yet it remains one of the most underdiagnosed and misunderstood health issues. This complex disorder can cause significant pain, disrupt daily life, and even affect fertility. Despite its prevalence, many women suffer in silence for years before receiving a proper diagnosis. In this episode, we'll explore what endometriosis is, the symptoms to watch for, how it's diagnosed, and the treatment options available. Through real-life stories and examples, we'll bring awareness to this often overlooked condition and provide valuable insights for those living with it. Welcome back to Health Square, where we dive deep into the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're discussing a condition that impacts the lives of many women, endometriosis. Whether you've been diagnosed with it, suspect you might have it, or simply want to learn more, understanding endometriosis can empower you to seek the right care and improve your quality of life. What is endometriosis? Endometriosis occurs when tissue similar to the lining of the uterus, known as the endometrium, begins to grow outside the uterus. These endometrial-like tissues can be found on the ovaries, fallopian tubes, outer surface of the uterus, and other organs within the pelvis. Just like the endometrial tissue inside the uterus, this misplaced tissue thickens, breaks down, and bleeds with each menstrual cycle. However, because this tissue has no way to exit the body, it becomes trapped, leading to inflammation, scar tissue, and adhesions, bands of fibrous tissue that can cause organs to stick together. The physiology behind endometriosis. To fully grasp the impact of endometriosis, it's important to understand the underlying physiology of the condition. The endometrium is the tissue that lines the inside of the uterus, playing a crucial role in the menstrual cycle and pregnancy. Each month, this lining thickens in preparation for a potential pregnancy. If pregnancy does not occur, the endometrial tissue breaks down and is shed during menstruation. In endometriosis, the endometrial-like tissue located outside the uterus responds similarly to hormonal signals, particularly estrogen. This means that every month, these tissues outside the uterus also thicken, break down, and bleed. However, unlike the tissue within the uterus, this blood and tissue have no exit path from the body. The result is that the trapped blood leads to inflammation, which can cause severe pain and the formation of scar tissue. Over time, these inflammatory processes can lead to the development of adhesions, which are abnormal bands of tissue that can cause organs to stick together. This abnormal growth of tissue can occur in various locations within the pelvic cavity, including the ovaries, where it can form cysts known as endometriomas, often referred to as chocolate cysts, due to their appearance. The presence of this tissue in such sensitive areas can disrupt normal organ function, contribute to chronic pain, and lead to complications such as infertility. To illustrate, consider the case of American actress and advocate Lena Dunham. Dunham, known for her role in the HBO series Girls, has been open about her battle with endometriosis. She underwent multiple surgeries and treatments over the years to manage the condition, which significantly affected her quality of life and ability to work. Her journey with endometriosis highlights the challenges many women face in seeking proper diagnosis and treatment, and the impact it can have on both physical and mental health. Symptoms of endometriosis, what to watch for. Endometriosis can manifest in a variety of symptoms, which can vary in severity. Some women experience mild symptoms, while others may suffer from debilitating pain. The most common symptom is chronic pelvic pain, often correlating with the menstrual cycle, but it can also occur at other times. This pain can range from mild to severe and may be felt in the lower abdomen, back, or legs. Additionally, women with endometriosis often experience menstrual irregularities, such as heavy periods, menorrhagia, or bleeding between periods, menometrorrhagia. And these periods may be accompanied by severe cramping that can disrupt daily activities. Another significant symptom is pain during intercourse, particularly during or after sex. This can be a result of endometrial-like tissue growing behind the uterus or on the pelvic floor, leading to discomfort during penetration. Pain with bowel movements or urination is also common, especially during menstrual periods, and this often occurs when the condition affects the bowels or bladder. Moreover, endometriosis is one of the leading causes of infertility, as it can affect the ovaries, fallopian tubes, and the function of the uterus, making it difficult for women to conceive. In fact, many women only discover they have endometriosis when they seek help for infertility. These symptoms can sometimes be mistaken for other conditions, such as irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, or pelvic inflammatory disease, PID, which is why proper diagnosis is crucial. The diagnosis journey, why it often takes years. One of the biggest challenges with endometriosis is that it often takes years to diagnose. On average, women can suffer for 7 to 10 years before receiving a diagnosis. This delay is often due to a lack of awareness, both among women and healthcare providers, and the fact that symptoms can vary widely and mimic other conditions. Diagnosis typically begins with a detailed medical history and physical examination, including a pelvic exam. However, the only definitive way to diagnose endometriosis is through laparoscopy, a minimally invasive surgical procedure where a surgeon inserts a camera through a small incision in the abdomen to look for signs of endometrial-like tissue. During the procedure, the surgeon may also take a biopsy of the tissue for further analysis. A poignant example of the struggle to obtain a diagnosis is that of British singer and songwriter Emma Bunton, also known as Baby Spice from the Spice Girls. Bunton has spoken publicly about her battle with endometriosis and how it affected her fertility. Despite experiencing severe symptoms, it took years for her to receive a diagnosis. Her story resonates with many women who have had to advocate tirelessly for themselves in a healthcare system that often overlooks the severity of their symptoms. Treatment options: managing endometriosis. While there is currently no cure for endometriosis, various treatment options are available to help manage symptoms and improve quality of life. Treatment is typically tailored to the severity of symptoms, the extent of the disease, and the patient's desire for fertility. Pain management often begins with over-the-counter pain relievers, such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, like ibuprofen, which are often the first line of treatment for mild pain. For more severe pain, prescription medications or hormonal therapies may be recommended. Hormonal therapy aims to reduce or eliminate menstruation, thereby reducing the growth and activity of endometrial-like tissue. These treatments can include birth control pills, hormonal IUDs, gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH agonists, and progestin therapy, each working in different ways to suppress the hormones that cause endometrial tissue to grow and shed. For women with severe endometriosis or those who do not respond to medication, surgery may be necessary. Laparoscopic surgery can remove as much of the endometrial tissue as possible, relieve pain, and improve fertility. In some cases, a hysterectomy, removal of the uterus, may be considered, although this is usually a last resort, especially for women who wish to retain fertility. For women struggling with infertility due to endometriosis, assisted reproductive technologies, ART, such as in vitro fertilization, IVF, may be recommended. These treatments can bypass some of the issues caused by endometriosis and increase the chances of conception. Managing endometriosis often requires a holistic approach that includes lifestyle changes, such as diet and exercise, as well as emotional support. Stress management, physical therapy, and counseling can also play a vital role in helping women cope with the challenges of living with endometriosis. Some women find relief through complementary therapies, such as acupuncture, chiropractic care, or dietary supplements. While these approaches may not work for everyone, they can be part of a comprehensive treatment plan. A well-known figure who has undergone multiple treatments for endometriosis is the American actress and comedian Whoopi Goldberg. Goldberg has been vocal about her experiences with the condition and the various treatments she has tried, from surgery to hormonal therapies. Her openness about her struggle has helped bring much-needed attention to endometriosis and the importance of finding the right treatment plan. The emotional toll, coping with endometriosis. Living with endometriosis can take a significant emotional toll. The chronic pain, the impact on daily life, and the uncertainty about fertility can lead to feelings of frustration, anxiety, and depression. It's crucial for women with endometriosis to seek emotional support, whether through therapy, support groups, or simply talking to friends and family. The late singer and actress Marilyn Monroe is often cited as a historical figure who may have suffered from endometriosis, although it was not widely understood during her lifetime. Monroe's chronic pain and struggles with her health contributed to her emotional distress, highlighting the importance of comprehensive care that addresses both the physical and emotional aspects of the condition. Conclusion: raising awareness and seeking help. Endometriosis is a complex and often misunderstood condition that requires greater awareness and better education for both women and healthcare providers. Early diagnosis and treatment are key to managing symptoms and improving quality of life. If you or someone you know is experiencing symptoms of endometriosis, it's important to seek medical advice and advocate for the care you deserve. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing endometriosis. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, you're not alone. There's help available, and taking control of your health is the first step towards living a better life. Until next time, take care.